The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. We believe true morality flows from biblical principles and directs people to the manner in which God intends them to live.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association as we seek to stop the erosion of godly values.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening. We're here with Friday. And Ed, give them our mission statement again, this fine university.
Our mission is to make our students smarter,
betterer,
and awesomer.
And
we achieve that every week.
We do. We do.
And our mascot, of course, everybody knows, is the, what is it, Ed?
It's the Pygmy Mangoes.
Yes.
Pygmy Mangoes.
Hey, I do want to say, for reals, set your clock back this weekend. Yes, it's that time, and I know it caught you by surprise. It did me as well.
My cell phone do it automatically.
Your microwave's not going to do it automatically.
That's true. You got a point there.
The rest of the clocks.
Your alarm clock by the bed.
Thanks for reminding me it'll be dark at 5 o'clock on Monday.
Oh, man.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Oh, yeah, it's depressing.
It is depressing. I'm depressed now just thinking about it. Set your clocks back,
and while you're at it, Well, then people in Indiana and Arizona will say, thank you for coming around.
I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to pretend.
Yeah.
Everybody else can come around to me.
Yes.
Well, you know, a lot of other people do that in their vehicle. They say, I can wait 6 months. Yeah. It's not worth getting that manual out and figuring out how many times you have to tap your brake, put it in reverse, do some different things on your radio. 6 months will fly by.
That's right. All right, back to Yvonne in Illinois. Yvonne, go right ahead.
Okay, can I say two quick things?
Please.
You can.
I prayed the whole time I was on hold that nobody would answer his question that I answered, because it was that and the vaccine questions, the only two things I knew for sure on the questions. And would you guys consider putting a tower in where I live at? Because I have to use the app, and sometimes when I go past McDonald's or Taco Bell, I lose the internet, and then I lose the station.
So where do you live, Yvonne? What town?
I live in Mattoon. It's in Coles County.
Okay, well, I know we got a station in Carbondale. And
but that's too far away from me.
Mount Vernon, I think. Do you live in Central Illinois or Southern Illinois?
Well, South Central.
Effingham.
We're about 3 hours south of Chicago.
Okay. We'll look at that. What's the name of your town? And I'll check that out. Go ahead.
Okay. It's Mattoon. It's Mattoon.
All right.
Mattoon.
Mattoon.
Mattoon. It's a local thing.
It's got two T's and two O's.
Oh, okay.
Like cartoon.
Mattoon. Okay.
Mattoon.
Yeah.
Like Mark.
We got a lot of characters in Mattoon.
I see what you did there. All right, Yvonne, go ahead.
Okay. Where is the original Burger King located?
Oh, that's a good question.
It is a good
question. The original Burger King. All right, now don't say anything, Yvonne. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here. Well, it's got to be in Illinois, because
right.
I'm guessing that's why she's asking.
It's not going to be Mattoon. That's too small. But what's going to be, like, maybe outside of Chicago or somewhere?
I don't know, Tim, you're the geography person.
It has nothing to do with hamburger joints, so.
Well, that's true.
Hey, we don't know.
I'm going to say Carbondale.
It's in Illinois.
Thank you for that compliment.
Yes.
I should receive that compliment. I am the
geography guy. Still stinging from earlier.
McDonald's was started in California, I think, but Burger King –
I'm going to say Carbondale Carbondale. I like the name of that.
If we're slinging around knowledge here, surprisingly, the very first drive-thru, the very first chain, burger chain, it was White Castle. Burger King. It wasn't McDonald's. It was White Castle.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But
they had to change that name. about 3 or 4 years ago.
You're just
you don't know
wrong.
This? No, I didn't. Tell us about it, Tim.
Well, we'll talk about it later.
All right, what's the answer?
Matt Taylor.
No.
Are you serious?
Way.
Oh, come on.
No way. Tiny Mattoon, that was the first.
And we said no because it's too small.
Oh, I just.
Well, I was agreeing with you.
I'm the one
you.
That did that.
Mattoon's about 16,000.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but that was the first Burger King?
What was the name? What was the name of the person who started it?
I'm not sure. When we first moved up here, I had taken my youngest daughter that's 24 and autistic, and we went there. Because my oldest daughter that's a nurse here in town said that was the original Burger King.
She's right.
Before the big head and the crown.
I just looked it up, and that is absolutely correct. The Mattoon restaurant, known as the original Burger King, in the present day, was founded in 1957.
Well, can you do this?
They are steel-packed all the time.
You know what? Yvonne, you rule.
Yeah. Hey, Yvonne, if you can, the only fitting way to end our time with Yvonne, if you'll just sing Have It Your Way, I just think that'd be fitting for us just to finish this segment.
Don't fall into that trap,
sing
Yvonne.
Sing it loud, Yvonne. Have It Your Way.
You know, special orders don't upset us. They really don't. Yeah, there you go. You rule.
She's got a good.
All right. Thank you, what a good sport. Yvonne.
Thank you, dear. Have a great weekend.
All right.
What a fun lady.
Let's give our questions for the last time, and then we'll just roll through the last 21 minutes.
Two questions remaining. Okay. First question: in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, what planet was Thor from?
And then, what planet?
On what planet would you find a Thor?
Yeah. Wait, can I jump in
here? Or even
a
pygmy Thor.
Cinematic Universe sounds like something somebody very, very old would say.
Well, it's what they call it.
Cinematic. Hey, we're going to the cinematic show this weekend. Young whippersnappers, y'all want to?
I know it sounds weird, but it's because there is a quote-unquote universe created by the comic books and the movies made some changes to it. That's why they call it the cinematic universe as opposed to the comic book universe, which actually, but neither one of them are real.
Well, when they got together and kicked Pluto out, that shows you the power of people making up their own universe.
Yes, that's right.
Go ahead. I just thought that sounded like something one of our grandparents
picking on
would
the little
say.
Planet. That's easy to do.
What do you
pick
say?
On a planet
we go
your
to
own
the,
size. You
let's
know what
go
I'm
to the cinematics this weekend.
All right.
Nobody ever.
All right, my other question, again, tip of the hat to John, John.
Big most, John, little John.
Most of us are used to LED lighting, but what does LED stand for?
All right, here's what I've got. I have not had a nibble, and we're over an hour into this year's show.
Morning.
Bible question, which disciple was nicknamed the twin? Which disciple was nicknamed the twin?
That was his nickname.
Yeah, which actually is Didymus in the original language. Second question, which U.S. state is known as the Wolverine State? We handed that to you on a silver platter early in the show.
All you have to be doing is paying attention and not doom scrolling on your phone.
All you have to be doing is what?
Paying attention and not doom scrolling. Yeah.
No. Hey, so which U.S. state is known as the Wolverine State? Third question, true or false? A World Series game was once postponed because of snow. Is that true or false? A World Series game was postponed because of snow.
My only question I have left is as follows. What animal plants more trees than humans? It's unbelievable. This animal.
It is.
Yeah, always goes back to the duck-billed platypus, doesn't it? I mean, just about any question in
they're
life.
They're second.
Yeah. Is that number two on
number
planting
twos.
A lot of stuff?
The duck-billed platypus. All right. What animal plants more trees than humans? I want to know the answer to that question. Who's up next, Ed?
All right, let's go to Texas, and Robert is on the line. Robert, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How are y'all today? I was trying to get a hold of y'all frantically to tell y'all my cousin Skeeter ain't never killed nobody, but y'all keep saying he's the deadliest person in the world.
Hey, yeah. I had a friend called Skeeter in Kentucky. Yeah.
Did you really?
I really did. Yep.
Is it short for mosquito or is it
something else?
No,
I think it's just kind of like, you know, how people have, you know, nicknames.
Like Bubba or something.
All Skeeters grow up, though, and they want to.
They want to change their.
Well, you don't call him Dr. Skeeter. Nobody wants that tag.
Nobody wants to be operated on by Dr. Skeeter.
Dr. Skeeter.
Hey, call your investment guy. You know Skeeter. See what he says about the stock market. Nobody says that.
You grow up, you got to leave that behind,
don't
you?
You leave that behind.
All right, Robert. Certainly no insult intended for your cousin.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Hey, ask, answer, or do both, Robert.
I think today, because of the time, I'm just going to answer the question about which animal plants the more trees than people.
Here so we you go. you don't have a question for us, do you, Robert?
No, he doesn't.
I do, but I want to give other callers a chance to get on.
It's the kind of guy Robert is.
Okay.
Well, he's a nice guy.
Can't fault that.
Okay, what animal plants more trees than humans? And the answer, Robert, is what?
It is a squirrel.
Yes,
yeah.
It is a squirrel.
The lowly squirrel.
Do you know why this is?
I don't really know. Obviously, they're stocking them up for the winter, but they can plant up to 10,000 nuts and seeds in 1 year, and they can remember where 80% of them are.
Wow. Yeah.
But the
wish
reason
I could remember where I put my reading glasses.
The reason that they plant more trees than any other, including people, is because they forget where they planted them all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or they stored them all, I should say.
Yeah, sometimes they can forget up to over 70%, depending on the breed of squirrel and different things. But they also use landmarks like trees, and they have their memory is just incredible. They're fascinating little animals.
Okay, did you know this, too? A little more to this story. Birds have also been known to spy on squirrels and watch where they bury their nuts in order to dig them up later and steal them. You know, that's disappointing.
Birds eat nuts?
Birds, yeah, birds that where they watch where the squirrels bury their nuts and then they
I guess they eat seeds and stuff. Maybe they. I'm just.
Oh, listen to this. Squirrels, however, have become wise and adapted to this as they have been known to do quote fake burials.
No, you're making that up. You're not reading that.
They do fake burials of nuts in order to trick the birds. The birds then dig up several empty sites and soon give up on stealing the squirrel's stash.
Wow.
Serves them right.
Are you seriously making that up? Or is
I'm
that
not
real?
Making it up. I can't vouch for this website. It's internet stuff. So.
Hey, Robert. No, it sounds good.
But the main point here is that Robert got the correct answer to which
right.
animal plants more trees than humans, and that is the squirrel.
Don't leave, Robert. Who's going to win the World Series?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't follow baseball, but that game the other night with 18 innings, that was pretty amazing.
Wasn't that something?
Yeah.
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 How about that 22-year-old pitching against the Dodgers in Dodger Stadium, game five of the World Series for Toronto? I forgot the fella's name. He had, like, a cool name.
Savage. Trey Yesavage.
Yeah. Well, he was a savage on the mound.
And cool as a cucumber.
But I'm just talking about
years old.
How does a 22-year-old on that stage
keep his composure
and just shut down the Dodgers?
A tough lineup.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, a lot of good stories
I had a chance at that,
here.
But my back.
It was either that or playing the cello, and you chose the cello. Good for you.
Yeah, you can't throw like I threw and without it hurting your back a little bit along the way. I mean, your life.
If it hadn't been for your dreams of playing in the NBA.
Well, my NBA was my knee.
Oh,
yeah.
It was the back that kept me from being a major league pitcher.
Well, you're talking like an old fella now.
Hey, Robert.
You want me to show you the video?
No, let's talk about it on our way to the cinema this weekend when we go take in a cinema show.
Cinematic Universe.
Hey,
all right,
Robert,
thank you, Robert.
Have a great weekend.
Cinematic Universe.
I hope that popcorn's not over $2 because that's really going to cause me to – shake my cane at somebody over the counter.
I wanted to either play in the NBA or be a major league pitcher, but then I had to just start, you know, spreading apple seeds everywhere. You know, it was kind of a downer.
And then those birds would watch where you planted them, and
right, the birds were watching.
Yes.
So I started doing fake apple seed out there.
Have you guys, seriously, with the thing with the birds, have you guys ever heard of this? It's not really a meme. It's an internet thing that birds aren't real. Have you guys seen this? You can, now, I'm not, you think I'm kidding. I'm not. There is a conspiracy theory that the government has killed off all the birds, and the birds we see are mechanical and are spying on us. I'm telling you, it is. You look up, birds aren't real, and it is an actual conspiracy on the internet.
So I didn't know.
Have you ever heard it?
I didn't know we were going to park on the bird thing for so long, but yeah. I got to throw this out. I'm an avid gardener, have a big garden each year. I plant my corn, and then I see that there's a row of crows, which you don't see those very often. I saw them when I was a kid because those dudes are almost like 2 foot tall. These black crows on the fence watch me plant corn. Corn came up is about 2 inches, and I walked out there, and they were taking and just pulling them up, one right after
another. You caught them red-handed?
Yeah, I watched them, pulling them up, and just like eating the seed off that.
And looking at you?
Yeah, I mean, they were just, no, like... I had to shoo them off, so... So then I went out there to plant it. They did it a second time. Uh-uh. And then I'm out there, and they're on the fence. And I thought, this is bizarre that they're sitting there watching me, and I'm going to plant this garden for the third time just for them to come out here when they get about 2 inches tall to just pull them up one right after another. Well, I said I looked out the window, and I was seeing that happen, and then I went out there to shoo them. But I finally got it planted, but it made me think of what they say. Like with a crow, you find a nest in a tree and people, their wedding ring's been in there and different things where they've, like when people left their windows open.
They're thieves.
A crow would get stuff shiny, but they're smarter than you really think they are.
Especially
those mechanical ones.
They hold grudges. I've read that crows are so smart that if you do something to anger them or threaten them, they remember you.
That's why they were watching JJ.
No, that's why the birds movie scared so many people.
Yeah, you got crows and flock of seagulls and all kind of things.
Man.
Singing songs.
Those pygmy marmosets.
Yeah.
They get on the action.
Well,
it's a terrible thing.
We need to probably get back to our callers.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Arkansas, and Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, where you live in Arkansas? You know,
I live in Heber Springs.
You know Arkansas doesn't end with a W, right?
Yes, and we get teased about it a little bit.
Anyway, all right, Mark, thanks for calling.
Hey, that's beautiful country, yeah. Heber Springs.
Well, thank you. We love it here. And I want to say thank you again that my wife keeps you guys company. You keep her company in the car. She drives 4 days a week to Memphis and back.
Oh, wow.
And she'll come home and say, my buddy Tim said this today, or my buddy Ed said this today. And she talks like you guys are in the car with her, which I kind of wonder about at times.
No, it's true, Mark.
It's just
American Family Association, American Family Radio. You guys are more like family than radio friends. So tell her we said hello.
It's really helped us to grow our faith. That's for sure. We really do appreciate y'all. We just do.
Thank you, Mark.
We listen to you all the time, almost all the time.
What's your wife's name, Mark?
Her name's Crystal. I've called you a couple of months ago. Got through the first time. Been listening to you forever, but never really called. Just started trying to a couple of months ago, and I got through. And then, you know, now it's kind of gotten to be a Friday thing for me.
So okay, good.
Thank you.
All right.
Ask, answer, or do both, sir. What's up? Which one you want
to do both today?
All right. Which one you want to try to answer, Mark?
I'm going to answer the one about the twin.
There you go. Thank you. It's a Bible question. Which disciple was nicknamed the twin?
Thomas.
Thomas Didymus.
It's John 11:16. They said Thomas, who was nicknamed the twin, and then the Greek word for that is Didymus.
Yeah,
way to go.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites, actually, because I like the word Didymus for some reason. And I also wonder whatever become of his twin.
That's a good question. Well, we were talking about this among our family when I was coming up with this question. And I was thinking about saying how many people are named the same thing, because there are like three sets of, like there's two Judases, two Jameses, and
Daryl.
And Daryl and his other brother, Daryl. Exactly. And then that latest translation. Hey, Mark, what's your question for us?
Well, I got an Andy Griffith question for you today.
All right.
Ed's ready.
Where's Bert? Okay, Ed, Ed, you're our guy.
There's an episode called The Women Convicts. Can you name the women convicts? There were three of them. They kept Barney and
Floyd.
Floyd. Out at the cabin.
Yeah.
For a while.
I'd have to sit and think. That is one of the funniest episodes.
Can you picture that episode?
Oh yeah, I absolutely can. Maud's one of them, right?
Yeah, Big Maud Tyler.
Big Maud.
You can't say Big Maud.
She's also known as Clarice Tyler, Maud Clarice Tyler, Annabelle Tyler, and Ralph Henderson.
One of the funniest.
How do we know it wasn't Ralph in a dress? Big what?
Maud.
Big Maud. You
know what?
Remember the other two?
If I sat long enough, I could probably come up with them, but I can't, not off the top of my head. Mark, that's a great question. Hey, what's the answer?
Hey, for you to know that Floyd was the one and you got one of the three, that's very good. What's the answer, Mark?
It's Big Maud Tyler, Naomi, and Sally.
Yep.
There you go.
Naomi.
And Big Maud also, that character, she also played Mrs. Poultice, Barney's voice teacher, in another episode where Barney was trying out for the choir and he'd been going to his voice teacher. She plays Mrs. Poultice.
Well, she also plays a character on one of the movies Don Knotts played in after he left the Andy Griffith
Apple
Show.
Apple Dumpling Gang?
The Ghost of Mr. Chicken.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
She was a minor character.
He was in some classics.
Hey, Mark, I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you, all right?
Yeah,
we're going to send you a couple of hats.
All right.
All right, for you and Miss Crystal.
Wow.
Well, thank you very much.
When she is making that drive, she can feel connected to you, and you both can feel connected to AFR.
That's what the world's about.
That's right.
Connection.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put you on hold. Cindy Roberts is going to get your information, Mark, and we'll get you a couple of hats in the mail. And we appreciate your listening. Lord, just keep Miss Crystal safe as she drives back and forth to Memphis. Have a great weekend, Mark. All right.
We had some wonderful listeners. My son Bodie had oral surgery yesterday. So many listeners went over on JJ Jasper Official on Facebook and said, we're praying. Then they followed up when we gave a report of successful surgery. And I mean, hundreds said, we're praying for his recovery.
We feel like a family.
Yes.
And when we have Share-a-thon, we get some people to come in. They'll either help out at Share-a-thon or they'll come through and take a tour. And it is a feeling like a family.
Give a little praise report. I got to speak at the Fishbowl Retreat. Brother Bert, his wife Jan, they've been doing that for years. Bert and Alex, you hear them in middays with Exploring the Word. Alex McFarland and I were the speakers. And 40 pastors along with their wives, and so I get to meet so many pastors that are just wonderful from 13 different states. So I'm so thankful that the Fishbowl Retreat was underway in Tennessee, and bless them as they're traveling back for traveling mercies.
All right, we're going to have to give the answers to our questions. It's the end of the show. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, what planet was Thor from? He was from the planet of Asgard. That was our mystery question. And then LED lighting. LED stands for light emitting diode. We all knew that one off the top of our head, didn't we?
Exactly. Well, the Wolverine State. Who is that?
That's Michigan.
Michigan Wolverines.
World Series game once postponed because of snow, true or false?
I guess that was true. They get it later and later.
I said it just to throw out there for it to be false. I thought I better look it up. Game one of the 1979 World Series between Baltimore and Pittsburgh was postponed a day due to snow and freezing rain. It remains the only World Series game in history to be postponed. I was just going to make it up as a lark, but it wound up that it really was true.
Yeah. All mine were answered today.
Oh, all right.
So thanks for listening, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.